This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, scores are available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchup, players, props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing. I'm Manu Feit, he's Stefan Biankowski. This is the Bundesliga preview show, but before we start this show, Stefan, I have to ask you, do you have a coaching license?
I absolutely do not. I spent too much time covering coaches and talking to coaches to become one, but I dare say I know what you're about to reference.
I mean, it would be a handy thing on having on a CV. There's a high-profile job open in Munich that no one wants to take.
It would seem so. I wonder if it's only a matter of time before they start advertising on LinkedIn. but yeah, it's a very, very... It's just the most bizarre time in German football right now. I was actually thinking before you even referenced that how this podcast is going to be such a departure from what we've done this week, where it's been high-flying European football, and now because of the high-flying European football, more or less the top six positions in the league are confirmed, which means half the fixtures this weekend don't matter much. However, there's so much to talk about at the bottom half of the table, so we're going from one extreme to the other, and as if that wasn't busy enough, Bayern Munich just continue to put on their spring showing of FC Hollywood, as I put it in my newsletter this week.
Yeah, I'm flying over there today after this show, and I might sit down and write something down for the users, for the listeners, on the Substack, on what's going to happen next. Give me some time to figure this out. I think we were all blindsided before we go into the show and talk about the preview. I just want to give you a tiny tidbit. This is what I've been told. Ralf Rangnick had everything agreed on with Bayern Munich on Monday. Contract length, size of staff, how much he's going to earn, everything. And today was supposed to be signature day. And instead he called and said, Max, I don't know how I feel about this. I have, the Austrian Federation is really... has really enticed me to stay, and the players all want me to stay. So I'm going to stay in Austria and not take the Bayern job. But thank you for the offer. That's essentially how this went down. It's remarkable. It's incredible.
It is. And it's actually, just to echo what I kind of said in my newsletter, I think I said that the Bayern hierarchy are either painfully naive or just not paying attention to this stuff, because it's more or less what happened with Xabi Alonso, where they were convinced he would come and he politely said no. Then they went to Julian Nagelsmann and they were convinced he would come and he politely said no. So this is now the third head coach in a row that they were convinced, for some reason, couldn't possibly say no to Bayern Munich, and has done exactly that. So it's trouble afoot at the Allianz Arena. Could be the fact that the hierarchy at the club continue spouting off about all things, including the head coaches they continue to employ. Football's a small world. It's a small community. These head coaches speak to each other. These players speak to each other. Yeah. And if you're going to build up a very quick reputation for chewing up managers and publicly berating them, then why would you expect the next line of head coaches to line up and want to work for you?
No, that's exactly it. And what I think is going to happen next is that they're going to go to Thomas Tuchel and trying to convince him to stay. And I don't know if that's going to be successful, Stefan. But that would be the right course of action on their side. But I think Thomas Tuchel would be very much in his rights to say, look, you guys dragged me through the mud. You didn't believe the measures that I wanted to take were necessary. You talked to all these other head coaches. You criticized me all the way through. Uli Hoeneß came from his perch at the Tegernsee and said I wasn't a good coach. No, not doing it. But I think that that's going to be their next course of action. They're going to try to convince the guy that they have and should probably kept in the first place to stay, And I'm pretty sure he's going to say no.
Yeah, well, we'll have to kind of wait and see what happens there. But yeah. At least it means we've got plenty more to talk about before the end of the season.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for this game in Stuttgart and see all the Bayern bosses and my contacts there. This is going to be highly entertaining. But let's talk about what's going to happen on the field. This is the preview show. We wanted to just reserve a couple minutes and talk about something that happened today, because this is pretty much the only time we get to do it this week until next week when we reconvene, right, Stefan? So wanted to get this really quickly out of the way. Let's start with the Friday fixture, Hoffenheim against Leipzig. I don't know how you felt about this match day. I had a really hard time predicting games because of the situation at the table, especially the top of the table with everything sorted now. Leipzig have secured their Champions League qualification with that result that Dortmund produced in Paris, right, with the Bundesliga securing their fifth Champions League spot. That means Leipzig are now in the Champions League for sure, no matter what happens from here to the end of the season. Same with Dortmund, by the way, and Stuttgart, who also secured their Champions League qualification. So I had a really hard time predicting these games because a lot of them are kind of meaningless now. And so I just went by form and gave Leipzig a 2-0 win here, which is, you know, could go out of the window because I know what summer football can turn into.
Yeah, I kind of did something very similar, to be honest. I think Leipzig showed last week, or last weekend actually, with a really impressive win over Dortmund that they're showing no signs of slowing down. Yes, of course, they could still... they could still decide from now on to kind of put their feet up, but I suspect they won't. And I think against a Hoffenheim side who've kind of struggled at home for most of the season, they tend to be better on the road. I think they'll win this game. So I've gone for a 2-1 win.
Yeah. Okay. The same thing can be pretty much said about this next fixture. Dortmund against Augsburg. What do you have here? Because I also went back and forward on this one.
So I've actually gone for a 1-1 draw here. Mm. I know Augsburg didn't win last weekend. They've now lost two on the trot to Frankfurt and Bremen. So you never really know what's going to happen there. But their away form's not terrible, and you know I really suspect that Dortmund are basically going to play the under-19s in this game, considering they obviously have the all-important clash with PSG next week. So. Dortmund are secure. They've got bigger fish to fry, and I think Augsburg will probably have more to play for in this game. And a good Augsburg side who have been good, very good actually, in the second half of the season despite recent performances. So yeah, I've gone for a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I went for a narrow 2-1 Dortmund win. Simply because I think, as you said, the rotated squad is going to play, and that's probably going to give them advantage over the regular guys. And because it's the most Dortmund thing ever to win a game that essentially means nothing. Augsburg still have something to play here for. They're 6 points behind sixth place Frankfurt. That is a little much maybe for just three games to go, but you never know how the dominoes are going to fall, right? So, I struggled with this result. I eventually ended up giving it to Dortmund, who have been in horrendous form in the Bundesliga. What is it, 4 points out of the last four games? That's not very good. So we'll see if that turns around here. But again, I'm fully with you. I think Dortmund are going to 100% focus on that return game in Paris on Tuesday, where they have, I think, a very good chance of advancing to the Champions League final and win a trophy this year that no one had on their radar. So, yeah. Again, another game with asterisks and caveats and all that sort of thing. So keep all those things in mind if you do gamble on these things. That's something to keep in mind here. All right, up next, Wolfsburg against Darmstadt. Darmstadt relegated, first team to be relegated. Wolfsburg need a win here to essentially secure their position in the Bundesliga. They're not 100% safe yet. It's 6 points to the relegation playoff spot. A win here would do it. And I think they're going to get it. Stefan, I went for a 2-0 Wolfsburg win over Darmstadt.
Yeah, I've got the exact same thing here. Again, one team who have a lot to play for, one team who do not have a lot to play for. Wolfsburg under Hasenhüttl have more or less turned a corner, it would seem. Three wins from the last five. He's really kind of dug them out of the prospect of relegation. They're now 6 points off that automatic spot. And I think Darmstadt home is more or less the easiest game in the season, to be honest with you, for most of these clubs. Yeah. So, yeah, pretty straightforward 2-0 win for me.
Yeah, easy peasy. You mentioned Werder. Werder is the next game against Gladbach. Gladbach still a team in the relegation zone. Werder Bremen pretty much secure, 37 points, 9 points away from Mainz. You know, they don't. If that gap holds, right, they're pretty much safe. What do you think here is going to happen?
So, I do kind of feel like Bremen have kind of pulled it out of the bag in the last kind of couple of weeks. They've obviously got now back-to-back wins. Gladbach, meanwhile, have not. They are picking up a lot of draws, so I was tempted to go for a draw here just because obviously Gladbach needs something, but their away form has been so dreadful this season. Just two wins from 15. And again, a lot of draws. So this, I think this one could easily end as a point apiece, which I'm not really sure suits Gladbach, but it's just something that makes me think Bremen are going to pick them off. So I've gone for a very narrow 2-1 win for Werder Bremen.
Yeah, I also sense that Werder are going to win this game, which is of course going to keep the bottom of the table very interesting. If Gladbach do not win and the teams below them pick up points, they could find themselves within, you know, within a point of the relegation zone, or relegation playoff zone, I should say. I went for a 2-0 Werder Bremen win here. I thought their performances the last 2 weeks were pretty impressive. And, you know, I think it's going to continue here. So, yeah, really, really interesting game as well. All right, up next is my match of the week. It's the match of the week that I'm going to, and I can't wait. I can't wait to go and see Stuttgart's brand new refurbished MHP Arena, or Gottlieb Daimler Stadion. I think it's the original name for it. I can't wait to see it. And I can't wait to see this fixture, because I think Stuttgart have still a lot to play for here. Bayern Munich are probably going to be very heavily rotating in this game because of their massive fixture coming up on Wednesday against Real Madrid, right? They focus very much like Dortmund is going to be elsewhere. I think the noise is going to be very interesting. We mentioned at the top of the show, their latest head coach saying, no, I'm not coming to Munich, is going to be extremely fascinating what that's going to do. Then you have Thomas Tuchel trying to prepare this team. And then you have a Stuttgart team that probably still wants to catch them in the Bundesliga standings. They're only 2 points, they're 5 points apart. So if Stuttgart win this, they could narrow that gap to just two. I don't think they're going to quite be able to do this, but I think this is going to be an extremely entertaining match with a Stuttgart side coming out, firing out all those cylinders, being boisterous by the stadium being finished, being boisterous by the fact that they're going to play in the Champions League next season, all that sort of thing. And so I went for a very entertaining 2-2 draw here, Stefan.
Yeah, interesting. I completely agree with everything you've said, really, but I've gone one step further and said I think Stuttgart will win this. You know, just, you know, without any outside factors, really, you could even just look at the form of both teams and say, you know, Stuttgart's home form has been exemplary this season. They've only picked up one defeat in 15 home games in the Bundesliga, whereas Bayern have dropped points on six occasions from 15 away games. So, you know, if there was still stuff to play for, I would probably still give Stuttgart a good chance here. But I think the really important kind of mitigating factors here are the fact that Bayern are obviously kind of have their feet up now in the Bundesliga. They will, much like we said with Dortmund a few minutes ago, be focusing entirely on the Champions League game to come, to the point that, you know, De Ligt won't be playing. I think I read this week that Leroy Sané will be rested for this game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I don't think Tuchel's really made any qualms about it, that he doesn't really care what happens in the remaining Bundesliga matches. And then on the flip side, Stuttgart, of course, have nothing to play for either, but they do have that kind of sense of pride of obviously beating Bayern, which in itself in German football is still a huge achievement when you can beat Bayern in front of your own fans. And of course, the fact that yes, they've finished in the top four. Yes, they'll have Champions League. And yes, that's a really impressive thing for the fans, especially after what they've gone through in recent seasons. But there's still that kind of hope that they can finish above Bayern in the league table, yeah. Which I think is such a huge, huge incentive for the club and for the players. So I think Bayern would have had to be at their best anyway to take something from the Stuttgart side on the road right now. But a Bayern team that doesn't care, a Bayern team that will be missing key players up against a Stuttgart side that will still be firing off cylinders, I think they'll win. So I've gone for a 2-1 win for Stuttgart.
Yeah, I can completely understand that rationale. This could be also one of those where we've seen it in the past, right, when Bayern didn't have anything to play for anymore, where the opponent beats them severely. I think it was actually Stuttgart a few years ago that beat them 4-1, right, after Bayern already had robbed the title. So this game has that potential to do something like that. I personally think that there's going to be a lot of goals. I think that is a very safe bet. And I think it's going to be very entertaining from a Stuttgart point of view. And I think for a neutral point of view too. I mean, this is I wrote this on social media this week. I think Stuttgart and is the second best team in German football at the moment, the way they play football. They very much deserve that Champions League qualification. It's such a fantastic story. They were 16th last year. They were playing relegation playoffs. And now they get to go to Europe in this beautiful arena that's just finished. I spoke to some people at the club in my preparation of going there this weekend, Stefan. Some of the stuff that I've learned about this arena, it's the arena with the second most VIP seats in Germany now after the Allianz Arena, right? It has some features now that put it at the very top of modern facilities in European football, period. They essentially gutted the entire thing and rebuilt it. So, you know, it just puts them on such a different footing, especially because although the stadium is owned by the city, they have full control over it, right? So, you know, and this is a really remarkable moment for them, I think, to the day after, days after just qualifying for the Champions League, to host Bayern Munich and essentially showcasing this now fully finished arena facility to the world. It just feels like there's something really good happening there. And that's good for them. Good for them. It shows you what's possible if you're one of those big traditional clubs, and what you can do if you get your ducks in a row and just, you know, put in good work. And I think Stuttgart is a great example for the rest of German football that way. So, yeah. which is actually a funny transition here, Stefan, because we go from one big traditional football club that has gotten things to get back together to another that could face relegation this weekend, and that's Köln. Köln host Freiburg. Are we going to go see them go down this weekend?
I think we will, unfortunately, for Cologne. I think Freiburg have, you know, I think Cologne fans could probably look at the form table and see that, you know, Freiburg lost to Wolfsburg, they drew with Mainz. They've only picked up one win in the last four. You think maybe there's a prospect, but I actually think Freiburg probably paid a little better than those results suggest. On the road, they've actually got a really decent result form right now. They've won three of the last five. And, you know, we've been kind of saying for much of the season that Freiburg do just have an ability to kind of get the job done when they play these smaller teams, or these teams, not smaller teams, shall I say, but the teams in the bottom half of the table. And I just kind of fear that the bell tolls for poor Cologne in this sense, because they're, they've just not been good enough this season, unfortunately. And you know, you don't want to say it's impossible, of course, but I think it'd be very difficult for them to beat Freiburg. So I've gone for a 2-0 win for Christian Streich's size.
Yeah, I went for something similar here. I went for a 2-1 Freiburg win. It's also, maybe this is cruel, but I do think it's the most Cologne thing to secure relegation to the second division in front of their own fans. It just feels like that's how it's going to go down when it goes down. And I got to say too, we talked a little bit about them on the main show this week. I kind of sense it's deserved. It's a deserved relegation in the way that the club has been run. The fact that they got a transfer ban for trying to sign some kid from, Slovenia, right? Like, why? Isn't there enough young talent in Cologne that you can tap up? Maybe try to keep your own youth players. I mean, look at Florian Wirtz, right? So it just speaks volumes for a club that's just poorly run. And I think they kind of deserve this relegation. And that's, you know, it's not the fans don't deserve it. I want to make this really clear. Fans never deserve to go through this. It's the club bosses and the people that run the club that deserve this. Feel bad for the fans, always do. And I say that as a fan of a club that has faced and experienced many relegations, I've been there. But yeah, I think they overdo. All right. That gets us from one relegation, potential relegation candidate to two others. Sunday, the match day kicks off on Sunday with Union against Bochum. And this is your match of the week, Stefan.
Yeah, it feels to me like one of the few games that actually matters in this for both teams, shall I say, for a change. You know, neither side really in fantastic run of form. Union Berlin have picked up just 2 points from the last five games. Bochum have just picked up five. Bochum in particular really surprising quite a lot of people for that 3-2 win over Hoffenheim last weekend, yeah. Which really did kind of bolster their chances of avoiding the drop. Obviously they changed their head coach recently, which up until that game hadn't looked like it was really working out, and Union Berlin in flip side changed their manager back in the winter break, looked like it was working, but they've kind of nosedived in form over the course of the last 5 or 10 games, worryingly. This match really feels like the last proper chance, maybe not last chance, but the chance for Union Berlin to kind of stop the rot and to end any fears of relegation, really. And I suspect that they probably will just about. It won't obviously rule out the prospect of relegation entirely, but I think it's going to be a very narrow match. I think they're going to win very narrowly by one goal. So I've gone for a 1-0 win for Union Berlin.
Ooh. I know there's going to be a lot of people in our Substack chat happy about this one, Stefan. I'm not going to let Union Berlin off the hook quite that easily. I went for a 1-1 draw. Some weird noise coming out of Berlin this week with the Nenad Bjelica. Rumors, I have to say. Kicker saying firmly or reporting firmly that Nenad Bjelica's time in Berlin is up at the end of the season. In fact, they almost fired him, I think a couple of weeks ago, right? And then decided to move on and finish the season with him. Funnily enough, the club has said nothing about the rumors, but Bjelica has denied them or said he doesn't know anything about it. That is the sort of noise that you do not want during the relegation fight. So we'll have to see how that impacts them. But yeah, I went for a 1-1 draw, which means they're not quite out of the woods yet. In fact, that could put them in a pretty close spot in terms of the relegation playoffs, depending on where how Mainz play later that weekend. But yeah, it's going to be a fascinating match to follow. Up next, Frankfurt against Leverkusen. I am at that game in Frankfurt against Leverkusen. I'm doing this. I'm basically getting up early in the morning in Stuttgart and taking the train up to Frankfurt. If the Deutsche Bahn lets me, that's, of course, always the trick question. Will I actually get to my destinations? That's all up to the Deutsche Bahn to determine. But if everything goes well, I will be at that game as well. Looking forward to it because, you know, watching Leverkusen live is a joy. I want to see if they can see out the campaign undefeated, which no team in the Bundesliga history has ever done. And they, you know what, I actually think they're going to get a result here. I think they're going to beat Frankfurt 2-1. Frankfurt are kind of in a funny spot too, right? Because in the table, they've pretty much, they haven't quite secured it. It's 5 points. So if we write about Freiburg, that will go down to just a 2-point gap in terms of that last European spot. We still have to wait and see what that means, Stefan, because if Dortmund win the Champions League, that sixth place could be a Champions League spot, which, of course, would change the conversation about everything entirely. But we won't find out until after the season. But anyways, I think Leverkusen are going to win this game 2-1.
Yeah, so again, another match which is kind of difficult to kind of predict the kind of incentive of both teams. I almost went for a Frankfurt win in this game just because I feel like you know, we spent the last kind of couple of weeks talking about how Leverkusen are beginning to look quite jaded and really, really beginning to push the boat out with their luck with these kind of last-minute goals and as such. I suspect we are recording this before Thursday's game, so it's worth bearing in mind that in mind. But regardless of what happens in that match, I suspect that Leverkusen will look even more jaded than they have done recently against obviously a Frankfurt side who've blown very hot and cold recently, I must admit. So I've gone for a 2-2 draw here, only because I just cannot pull myself to say Frankfurt will beat.
I dare you.
No, I'm sorry, I can't. it might happen, but I just suspect that it won't happen against this Frankfurt team who've really kind of struggled to put any consistency together. So, 2-2 draw for me.
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure that Leverkusen are going to win this game, but I suspect they're going to finish the season undefeated. And if that means with four more draws, or three more draws, I guess, so be it. But I think that is a record that they want.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Xabi Alonso would happily take that.
Yeah. I don't think they care about the points total as much, but the fact that they would be the first team in the Bundesliga history to win the title undefeated, I've just kind of sensed that that is more important to them almost, right? So... Mm. Yeah, I'm sure 2-2 they'd be happy because, you know, they then just need two more draws essentially to go at the end of the season, say, we're the only undefeated Bundesliga champion ever. Until Bayern Munich, of course, do it in a few years, but that's that. All right, that gets us to our final game. This is a game also with implications, and this is Mainz. They are away at Heidenheim. This is always a difficult fixture, Stefan. Mainz going to get a result here?
You know, I was tempted to go for a draw here just because, you know, Heidenheim haven't been, you know, bad by any means. They've obviously quite formidable, actually, over the course of the season. Their home form is nothing to kind of smirk at. Only 5 defeats in 15 games. And Mainz, despite this kind of resurgence in the second half of the season, it has been their away form that has continued to kind of anchor them towards the end of the table. So home form has been outstanding. You know, over the course of the last 5 home games, they're third in the league, over the course of the last 5 away games, they're second bottom of the league. So it really is a Jekyll and Hyde situation for Mainz. I suspect that they might, though, cause quite the upset here. I don't know why, but something's just kind of urging me to kind of make that claim, and I think it's just simply down to the fact that Heidenheim secured their safety last week, I believe it was, maybe it was a week before. And Mainz are still very much in the thick of it, and they more or less need 3 points here, I suspect, to keep their hopes of not finishing that relegation spot alive. And, you know, I suspect they might just do it. So yeah, I've gone for a very narrow 2-1 win for Mainz.
Interesting. So there is one factor that we have to keep in mind. Heidenheim can still finish 7th, which if Leverkusen win the cup, there's so many ifs about this Bundesliga table, right? And a lot of it won't get decided until the season is over, which is kind of weird because like, the Champions League final won't be until the season is over. The German Cup final won't be until the Bundesliga season is over. So a lot of these teams will be waiting and seeing and find out their fate for next season, basically watching watching cup finals, which is hilarious. But Heidenheim could still finish 7th, which might be enough for European football. And that, I personally think that would be too much for them. I think, you know, you add European football to a size of the club like Heidenheim, I think that could potentially be more harmful than good. But that might be something in the back of the heads of the players. Mainz, I was a little disappointed by them last week that they didn't beat Köln and put them squarely away, right? That would have been a big jump for them. And that might be in the back of the heads there a little bit. So I opted for a 1-1 draw here, Stefan.
Which, yeah, I mean, if that, I guess it doesn't really do Mainz any good, but it's something I was very close to doing myself. There's no doubt about it.
It keeps everything so tight down there. I think I personally think the relegation playoff spot won't get decided until the very last second on match day 34. which will be good. You know, everything else seems to be decided, except for whether the Bundesliga will have six Champions League teams or a seventh place in Europe going to the league. Everything else seems to be decided. So, it's a really kind of weird situation with the league this year, with so many things already kind of done and dusted, despite the fact that Bayern haven't won the title. Because usually that means Bayern have won or walked away with it, right? And that's not even the case. But, well, here we are. I hope you enjoy the match day anyways. I think there's going to be some really great fixtures on the board this weekend, as there often is. I think also a lot of these games are fun to watch with the European implications in mind the week after, right? So stay, keep your eyes on it. And the relegation battle is still a ton of fun, as always. This show is brought to you in association with Get German Football News. The guys over there are very kind to always post this podcast, so I want to give them a shout out as well. Please check out the site. And Stefan, your newsletter on Bayern is out, which seems to be more fitting than ever, considering what happened today. So well done. You must have had some kind of predisposition to write that. Good job.
Yes, I can predict the future. Who would have thought?
What's the lottery numbers this week? Yeah.
I was going to say, if I actually could predict the future, I'd be a lot better at this podcast by now.
Yeah, or you're just basically hiding your ability. Anyways, give that a read. Matt wrote a wonderful Substack on a weekend of football in Cologne, so check that out. And then I wrote about Toni Kroos and my argument on why I think he's the best midfielder in Europe. And funnily enough, the day it got published, there's a lot of chatter about him picking up the Ballon d'Or. If the Ballon d'Or was a serious award, I would think he would get it. It's not, so he won't. But here we are. But yeah, give that article a read. I think there's a really good case to be made that he might be the best midfielder in Europe at this very moment. So check that out. We'll be back next week. And until then, auf Wiedersehen.